Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
KEWR DB.
And right now I'm just testing out my microphone in order to make sure that you can hear me clearly.
How's everyone doing this evening?
Okay, so let's get started. I'm trying to get this headset together right now because I'm hearing an echo. But anyway, everyone, welcome to Phenomena U on eWater Radio, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan. It has been a minute since I have spoken to you, and I am just pleased to be back, be in your presence. I mean, it has been a long time. I have been extremely busy, but, you know, that's how life goes. So I've been uploading, but, you know, I had to get back. I had people asking, you know, where I've been, and so here I am. I am here today. I am back. I am happy to be back. This evening is going to be a little bit different. I do have one thing to talk about. If you follow me on social media, I put the word up you. So we are going to talk about that word this evening. But I'm going to talk about a few things this evening because, like I said, I've been gone for a minute. And since I've been gone, a lot of things have been going on. And it's really crazy, like I say every time, with all the stuff that is going on in the world, I still want to urge everyone to seek the knowledge that they need because you know what? The world, well, I don't want to say that, but I'm going to tell you this. America is a hot-ass mess right now. And so I just need everyone to open a book. Yes, go get a newspaper. Look at the news, but don't overwhelm yourself with it. But educate yourself on the issues and the topics that are in the political form right now, because they're really important. And a lot of times we think that they're not important because they don't reach our front door. And that is just not true. And if you've listened to me before, I'll say it again, and I'll keep on saying it. When we turn our back on issues that are going on in the world because we don't think that they affect us, we basically are turning our backs on ourselves. And it's so true. So think about the things that you are just really not taking seriously because you think it doesn't affect you or you think it goes against your belief system or, you know, you just feel like you just don't have the time. You have to live in this world too. I keep telling everyone, we walk up these streets together regardless of the separation that you think is going on in the world, regardless of the separation that you think is going on in America, we walk these streets together and it is going to affect us. I was looking at the news like a little bit over an hour ago when they were talking about the opioid issues right now that actually I believe went before the Supreme Court. And, you know, so many people, and I even stated how when we had the crack epidemic, you know, all of this attention was not drawn to that. It does not mean that I don't want the help today. I was also just talking to someone and just saying how I see the demographics have changed on the street, everywhere that you look, because these drugs are getting with people every single day. And whether you believe it or not, it will come to your front door because you will either have to deal with it when you're going down the street. God forbid you have to deal with it within your household. You will have to deal with it when you're walking up in the store. But it's going to happen. You know, and we have a responsibility to the people within the community to help. And I know a lot of people will roll their eyes on that, but we have a responsibility because you want to know why? Because if it was us, If it was one of our family members, we would want help too. So we have to get out of this mind frame about, you know, what somebody didn't do and what we are not going to do. You know what? We have to be in this world together. And so I urge you to continue to seek the knowledge that you need about these topics. Does it mean that it has always been treated the way it's supposed to have been? No. But again, don't become the very thing that you detest. Don't be like the very people that you talk about. Because in the end, wrong is wrong. In the end, wrong is wrong. The other thing I was looking at was, okay, and I don't go back and forth with anyone about this, but it's the abortion issue going on. So just make sure that you educate yourself. Make sure that you know what's happening. Make sure that you have, you know, informed sources, okay, of information. Don't just take the information from anybody, because people say anything in order just to get you to agree with them. And so at the beginning of all of my shows, if you've never listened to me before, I always try to cover some of the stuff that's going on in our society today, because I think that it's really important. And I'm here to tell you that if you logged on to this show and you thought I was going to be talking bad about people, you logged on to the wrong show, because I think there's enough of those forums out there. And this forum, you know, even if only one person was listening to me, is to not educate, but to spark a fire within you to say, hey, I need to do a little bit more, not only with myself, but with the people around me. I need to show a little more love. I need to learn a little bit more about myself so that I can walk through this world and I can be a better person and I can make a change, because I believe that's why we are on the earth. It's no sense to live your whole life and when you're done, you haven't made a positive change in the world. Well, at least that's my opinion. So this past week, I went to one of my favorite bars, and yes, I always talk about my favorite bars. One is in Carson, and believe it or not, it's attached to Denny's. It is a bar attached to Denny's, and another one that I like to go to is in Long Beach called Tailgate. I will shout them out because there's no shame in my game. I enjoy the people that are there. I enjoy having conversations with the people that are there. I have always been a people person, and I love to be around people who may not walk the same life as me, but you know what? I like to get out there and hear what people have to say. And in the end, what I have realized is we all are doing the same thing in life every single day. We're trying to get by, and we're trying to do it as happy, happy-go-lucky people. But last week, I was in Denny's, and I had this interesting conversation because I was talking to one of the females that I know about a fast that I've been doing. So I've been doing an intermittent fast, which is basically you fast 16 hours and then you have an 8-hour time that you eat, or you fast 20 hours and then you have a 4-hour time that you eat. And the gentleman that was sitting next to me, who was a great guy, basically told me that I was fasting to go to Jamaica, because yes, I'm going to Jamaica, because I wanted attention from other men. And when I said, no, that's not true, you know, a deep conversation began to prove to me that the reason that I'm working out and I'm fasting is because I'm seeking attention from other men. And I told him that I would really take that into consideration. I would really think about it to see if deep down that is what I was doing. And I have thought about it. I've had a couple of conversations about it. And I'm here to tell him, no, there is a certain way that I like to look. There is a certain way that I like to feel, and I do it for me. And I find it interesting, and this is on both the male and the female side, that people think that everything that you do has to do with them. Men think because you're working out, it has to do with attracting them. Women may think because a man is working out, it has to do with attracting the woman. And I'm here to tell you, what happened to the frame of mind of being happy with yourself, knowing what you want from yourself, out of yourself, and going for that? And the motivation is for you to be happy. Yep, I said that word, you. For you to be happy with what's looking back at you in the mirror. And so that got me to thinking, about this word you and about how we take this word you for granted. But the word you is involved in so many aspects of our life, and we don't think about it. But you is a strong word in your life because you are responsible for the life that you have. You are responsible for your happiness. And if you have decided to seek your motivation outside of yourself to do stuff for yourself, it may not be planted correctly, which is why you can't reach the goals that you are reaching. And so this evening, I'm going to talk about this word you and how it is directly related to you loving yourself and being yourself and being happy with yourself. You know, that conversation really, you know, struck a chord for me because even when I continuously said, no, I'm doing this for me. I'm working out because there's a certain way I want to look in my swimsuit. You know, there was an insistence that, no, I was doing it for the attention of other people. And, you know, I found that really sad. But in the end, I felt like it wasn't really a reflection of me and how I felt about myself. It was a reflection of that person and how they felt about themselves. And maybe deep down, you know, that's why they do stuff, for the attention of other people. But I can say without a doubt, I walk in my greatness. And if you've never heard me say that before, it means that I walk throughout life loving all about myself because I feel as if that is how I can be the happiest. What's the point of walking through life loathing who you are, what you're about, loathing the person that looks back at you in the mirror? And so this evening, the topic is very simple. The title is very simple. It's you. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And when I come back, I'm just going to, you know, talk to you about my ideas that I wrote down about this wonderful word, you. We'll be right back.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless Mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back with the Phenomenal You podcast. I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And if you're just now tuning in, I'm talking about the word you. And it's a very, very strong you. But you know what? Before I do that, I just want to talk about the commercial that just went off because that is a personal friend of mine and his fiance. And they are here in LA and they do a paint and sip. But I'm about supporting the people that I know. And when I tell you that Joy and James have made strides in being business owners, it is, I'm not even giving them the credit that is due, but they recently just actually opened a lash shop too, which is called Joyful Lashes. And so I urge you to go ahead and look that up. It's Joyful Expression, their paint and sip, and then Joyful Lashes. You know what? I'm always going to applaud people in the community doing great things, giving back, you know, building an empire for themselves and having no problem helping others start to build their own empire. So, you know, I just want to, you know, tell James and Joy congratulations on their new business, and I hope it's just as successful as the paint and sip. So I just wanted to get that out the way. So, again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Phenomenal You, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and this evening we're going to talk about the word you. And so, like I just said, what really inspired me to talk about this was this conversation that I had with this gentleman at the bar. And it really was a trip, because I know that there are people who are motivated to do stuff for themselves because of the attention they feel that they would get. And, you know, I want to talk about that, because I want to talk about the responsibility that we have, the responsibility in this word you. So the first thing I did is I thought of these words that I use all the time and how you is related to them. And so I thought of self-love, and I thought of self-care, self-motivation, self-healing, self-acceptance. And I was like, how does you fit into these words? And when you break down each of these words, self-love is you loving yourself, you loving yourself. Self-care is you caring for yourself, you caring for yourself. Self-motivation is you motivating yourself, you motivating yourself. Self-healing is you healing yourself. Self-acceptance is you accepting yourself. And in each one of these words that are such powerful words that each of us should have a very intimate relationship with is this word you. And it reminds me of the strength in you understanding your greatness and you understanding that you are responsible for the path that you walk in every day. You are responsible for your happiness. And you need to understand where that comes from. And you need to understand why you do the things that you do, how you do the things that you do, and when you do the things that you do. So I know I'm saying this word or not, a lot. It's you, the word you, but it's a powerful word. And I feel like you almost need to study it so that you understand just how powerful it is. I also sat down and I was reading about how social media affects us. And I get why I had this conversation of this man telling me that I'm trying to work out or get in better shape or lose some weight or tone up for the attention of other men. Because if you look out into the world, it seems like that's what everybody is doing. It seems like that's what everybody is about. If you look on social media, you know, people are out there doing things just for likes. You know, just to say that they got 100,000 likes, posting the craziest things. So, yes, I understand why there are people who think that the majority of people's motivation to do better, to make themselves better, is rooted in getting the attention of someone else. I get it. I get it. But I would like to see that change. And so think about those words, self-love, self-care, self-motivation, self-healing, self-acceptance. What is your relationship with each of those words? What is your understanding of your responsibility in each of those words? Write those words down. If you have a journal, which I advise everyone to have, write those words down. Write those words down and define what each of those words mean to you in terms of your responsibility to make them happy. What is your responsibility to love yourself? What is your responsibility when it comes to self-care? What is your responsibility when it comes to self-motivation? What is your responsibility when it comes to self-healing? What is your responsibility when it comes to self-acceptance? And I believe all of these come together and are rooted in that organic, what I call organic happiness, that happiness that you find within yourself. And I found this great paragraph about happiness on a website called www.lifecoachexpert.com, well, .co.uk. And this is what it says about happiness. It says, happiness is vital to our own goals in life and can help us achieve many other cherished personal ambitions and goals. Also being happy, we have the potential to change many other lives just by being ourselves. And I want to stress those last words. We have the potential to change many other lives just by being ourselves. But the only way we're going to be comfortable with ourselves is to be happy with ourselves, be motivated from within, to just be better, be better. So I don't work out, you know, to get attention. I work out so that my body will treat me better, so that my body will carry me through the years, so that I can be around, hopefully, for my family and my friends. And I feel better. I feel better when I walk through life, and I've been working out, and I've been eating well, and I sleep better. And all of that allows me, right, to hone in on this happiness that I want for myself. And it's not motivated outside of me. Yes. When you do certain things, you may get attention. Because I'm telling you, when your energy is right, when your energy is coming from the right place and it is rooted in positivity, what have I always said? What you put out is what you get. So, yeah, you probably will gain some more attention. I mean, no one's saying there's anything the matter with attention. But why do you do the things that you do? Why do you do the things that you do? So many times I see people who are walking around mad, mad at themselves, it seems like, mad at everyone around them because they don't fit into this mold that they think is going to bring them this great happiness. So they're hating the people that fit into the mold. They're doing stuff in order to try to look like these people because they think that this perceived happiness is going to make them happy. And then when they can't reach those goals, when they can't reach, you know, this plateau that they want to reach because it's not rooted in themselves, it's not rooted in their walk, then they're miserable. And they walk around miserable, and they walk around hateful and spewing negativity out into the world. This is the reason why it's so important for you to embrace you. I like that. You need to embrace you. You need to understand why you do the things you do. What is it rooted in? Again, there's nothing the matter with attention. Everyone loves attention. You know, there's a certain level of functional social attention that is really normal. But when you start doing everything just for this certain types of attention, and it's not because you think it will benefit you and your walk in your greatness, and help you seek out that organic happiness, is because you have looked outside of yourself into somebody else's world, and you have perceived their happiness and how their happiness feels and how their happiness treats them. And you haven't experienced it. You're just out there looking at it. You think that they're living great. So you want that. And so you try to do things in order to get that. And so you see that person on social media who seems to get a lot of attention. Oh, she's getting a million likes. She's getting 100,000 likes. Look at all the comments. And that perceived happiness that you're seeking becomes your motivation to do something that is not even meant for you. And when you're focused on stuff that is not meant for you, guess what? You turn your back on the stuff that is meant for you. You turn your back on the stuff that you should be doing for yourself in order to feel better about yourself. I'm going to take exercise for an example. Like I said, I like to exercise. You know, I don't always want to go do it. Sometimes I get lazy, but I go do it. But I know the overall benefit of it is going to make me feel better. You know, I had surgery on my leg, so it makes my leg stronger and my leg's not aching as much. You know, as I stated, I sleep better. You know, a lot of the problems that I had, they're gone because I decided, okay, let me change my life and let me see how I'm going to do that. I can't imagine if I was at the gym every day, not because I thought it would benefit my body to make it stronger and carry me through life better and to benefit me internally to make me healthier, but because I thought it's going to get people to look at me. Right? What is your motivation? What is your relationship with the word you, and how does it affect the things that you do in your life every day? Why do you do the things that you do? I mean, it's a reality that people are motivated by a lot of different things. But I'm going to tell you this, which I have seen. When you are motivated because you're trying to get attention from someone, because you're trying to, you know, outdo someone, because, you know, you're trying to, you know, be better than someone, I just don't think that it could be long-lasting. And so you'll always be searching. You'll always be searching for that feeling of being okay with being yourself. And then we validate people who are out there saying that we do stuff for the sake of other people. Again, I'm not knocking attention. Attention is great. There's nothing the matter with it. Everyone loves attention. But why do you do the things that you do? What is your happiness rooted in? Is it rooted in you? Or is it rooted in other people? I have some shows from in the past that talk about having organic happiness, finding happiness within yourself, finding that happiness that no one can take from you. You know, finding that happiness that allows you to rejoice in other people's success, to uplift each other so that they walk, other people walk into their in their greatness, right? To allow you to smile and applaud and praise when that person next to you, you know, makes that step forward instead of being envious and hateful and jealous and showing that. Again, I say, what is your relationship with you? How comfortable are you with you, and why do you do the things that you do? I know that this is not, you know, the regular gossip of the day, and you know, we don't know what, you know, what's the new thing that's out there. You know, it's not as exciting as watching the rapper beat up a fan, or maybe, you know, the ladies on Love and Hip Hop fighting with each other. You know, it may not be as exciting as that, but, you know, there has to be a form that puts this little desire in you to look within yourself. Have you been feeling, you know, under the weather? Have you been feeling depressed? Have you been feeling just like you're not yourself, or you feel like you're not satisfied, or you feel like there needs to be a change? And so I'm asking you to look at that and say, okay, there needs to be a change so that I can be a happier person. Why am I not doing it? What is this happiness that I'm looking for rooted in? Is it rooted in you? Or is it rooted in something outside of yourself? It's really amazing how many people walk through their life every single day doing so many things that are not even rooted in their happiness, in their organic happiness. So they're going to a job every day that they hate. I know we have to pay our bills. You know, they're staying in relationships that they don't like. They're living unhealthy lives, so their bodies are not treating them well. Their bodies are not making them feel well. You know, they can't sleep, feeling unfulfilled. All of this comes from somewhere. And I'm just saying, I can't help but think that part of it is the void of having a relationship with this word you and having a personal relationship with it and understanding, having a complete understanding that you're responsible for your life. You and only you are responsible for your life. So you can sit out there every single day and you could think to yourself of all the things that you don't have, that you want, and all the things that you believe once you get will make you happy. But until you really get that nothing outside of you is going to be okay, until you're good with everything inside of you, it will be a continuous struggle. it will be a continuous struggle. And so I'm going to go ahead and take one more break, and then when I come back, I'm going to continue this discussion of the word you.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And you're listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I'm your host, Nicole. And this evening, we're talking about the word you and your relationship with yourself, per se. And I wanted to go over, I wrote down here, why do we tend to get motivated to do things based on things outside of ourselves? First and foremost, I want to tell you it's very human. So I'm in no way sitting here on this platform saying that I don't fall for it myself. I'm just aware of it sometimes. So when I do in different ways, I know I have to look deeper and say, okay, why are you feeling like that? So the first thing that I thought of, because I went online and I really couldn't find anything, but the first thing I thought of, is, as I stated earlier, was a false perception of the outcome. And what that means is, it's just like what I was talking about earlier. We look out of ourselves, outside of ourselves for happiness. Let's say that you watch a lot of TV, and I'm just going to use this as an example. I'm not trying to bash any shows, but one of these reality shows, what do we have? We have Love and Hip Hop, the Housewives shows. You know, there's all kinds of shows out there now that, you know, the premise of them is happiness in these materialistic ways. So you look at these shows every single day and you see these people living big lives, right? They're on the yacht every day, and you see they're carrying the most expensive purses, and they're wearing all kind of fancy clothes, and, you know, they're taking big trips. And you take a look at that, and you think to yourself, this is something that I want. That is going to make me happy. And you know what? I get it. Trips will make you happy. That's what's going to make me happy. Let me see what they're doing, and I'm going to do what they're doing so that I can get what they have, so that I can gain this happiness that I see them have. And what I have to say to that is, I tell my daughter this sometimes, when you look at these shows and you look at these people, how many of them are in satisfying relationships? And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. I'm talking about platonic relationships, just female-female friendships, male-and-male friendships, and romantic relationships. And you look at these TV shows, and you look at the level of organic happiness, and there is none. And you look at people who are hiding behind clothes and hair and makeup and shoes and purses and cars and trips. And they're fighting. They're fist fighting because they're walking around and they're full of anger. They're walking around and they're upset. They're walking around and they're insecure because they look outside of themselves for happiness. But what do? They promote this sense of happiness that other people look at and other people want. And so then that's why you start going to the gym. You start going to the gym and killing yourself with a 1,000 crunches every 2 days because you're trying to get that body, you know, that you see on TV. Because that body that you see on TV, you think gets a lot of attention. But look at the drama that's behind that. I always say, how are you happy and you're walking around the world promoting all the negativity that you do? You fist fighting every other day. You cussing somebody out every other day. You're walking around because you're upset. You're frowned up. You're rarely smiling. It doesn't seem like you have any loyal friends on your team, but why haven't you been able to gain that? Because until we understand and we acknowledge our responsibility to find happiness and how it is rooted within ourselves, we're never, ever going to reach it. There was a time in my life when, you know, I wasn't as grounded in myself as I am now, but I can honestly tell you that even though, you know, I work on it every day, I'm good. I'm good. And that's what I wish for all of my listeners. And if you are not good, you need to sit back and you need to take a look and say, why am I not good? What are the steps that I need to make so that I can be comfortable in my skin, so that I can be comfortable with myself, so that I can be comfortable when I'm around other people who exude greatness? That's kind of going off the subject, but it's crazy because when you're not aligned with yourself, when you don't understand your responsibility in your happiness, and you try to put your happiness off on somebody else, you almost can't even stand to be around other happy people. And you can't stand to be around people who have found it or who have at least started to kind of marinate in it, right? So you hate on them. You hate on their happiness. You hate on their good demeanor. You hate on their positive energy. I always tell people, don't be the grump. Don't be the person who walks around upset because somebody else is happy. Because somebody else says, you know what, it's okay. Yeah. You know why I'm working out? Because I want to, because I like to feel this certain way. Because you know what, I gained a few pounds and I don't like the way that I look, but I'm going to go ahead because it's about me and I know how I want to be. I know how I want to look. And it has nothing to do with anyone else. And you're able to hear that. And you're able to support that. That's something else that almost drives me crazy is we're in a day when you find people striving to walk in their greatness, really making a conscious effort to walk in their greatness. And there are actually people who find that negative and will try to turn it as something that is selfish instead of something that is empowering and uplifting. That's something that is rooted in self-care and self-love and self-motivation and self-healing and self-acceptance. And a lot of times when people see someone who exhibits that, they immediately, you know, feel a certain kind of way. And sometimes I think it's just because you're looking in a mirror. You're looking in a mirror and you may not be in the same spot in your journey. And so you don't understand it. But I'm here to tell you this evening, make a conscious effort to understand it. Make a conscious effort to understand your journey and what your journey is about and what you need in order for that journey to lead you to your organic happiness. So I got off the track a little, but the false perception of the outcome. Don't covet anyone because you don't know what they're going through. Don't covet anyone because you do not know what they're going through. All you're doing is you're standing outside looking in. And when you get in and you see that it's a house full of and you're shocked, then you'll know why. Don't cover it. The next thing I said is, why do we tend to get motivated to do things based on things outside of ourselves? It's just a lack of self-acceptance, just as you are. You know, until we accept ourselves just as we are, we'll always look outside of ourselves in order to find, you know, what we have not been able to find within. So if you can't look in the mirror and be happy with whatever it is, your hair, your face, your cheeks, your stomach, your legs, whatever it is, you're going to look outside of yourself and you're going to look at someone, you're going to be like, oh, that's nice, I want that. And that is going to be your motivation to look like that person and not to be who you are. So let me make this clear. It's not going to matter with someone motivating you to work out. But you should be doing stuff in your life in order to better who you are as a person, in order to gain a better understanding of who you are, in order to be more healthy for yourself, in order to love yourself more. And it shouldn't be rooted in, I want to look like that, I want to be like that person. You know what? Sometimes, you know, people get what they want and they realize it's not what they want. I was just talking to, and I don't remember who it is, but I was just talking to someone, and again, I'm not bashing, but I look at Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'm not bashing because, you know what, I'm not hating on anyone who's able to make a career for themselves as long as they're not hurting other people physically. But I look at the Kardashians, and a lot of people see a family full of strong women, right? And I don't see that. I see a family full of insecure women. And it's interesting to me when I look at the show because I see a lot of women on this show who were not satisfied with who they were. And so they are on a continual cycle to make themselves these people that they weren't born to be, per se, even if they made money off of it. Because in the end, money is the root to a lot of evil. But, you know, you've altered your body. Everything about you is not the same. And to me, it's a show that really, really expresses a lot of insecurity and somehow has been morphed into a lot of strength. And there have been strong times. But when I look at that, you know, and I think to myself, you know, they're seeking something outside of themselves, which is why you'll be seeking it forever. And you won't be able to really sit back and enjoy the things that you have gained in life. And I know that sounds really weird, but even when I look at some of these other shows, I don't see strong women. I don't see strong men. I've never watched a whole Bachelor, but that's not a strong man to me. A man that will go on a show and vie for the attention of 30 women. That's not strength. That's not security. And I think a lot of people, we have it twisted. And we have our young kids coming up thinking that this is what it's about. This is what happiness is about. This is what you do. This is what motivation is about. Motivation is about looking outside of yourself and trying to be that instead of trying to look within yourself and being the best you, just as you are. And so that's my second reason for why we tend to motivate, we get motivated for things outside of ourselves, based on things outside of ourselves, because a lack of a self-acceptance, it's an insecurity. And we all suffer from it, everybody. But until you acknowledge and understand it and embrace it, you won't be able to combat it. So that's the second one. So the first one was false perception of the outcome. It's basically just coveting somebody else, thinking that what they have is the best. And then the second one is lack of self-acceptance, just as you are, meaning, you know, if you don't gain a love of yourself, then you're going to go outside of yourself to gain some happiness. And the next thing on my list was how social media influences people, and I just basically talked about that. It makes people attention hungry. I was talking to someone, and they were like, let me come and be on your show because I'll get you hundreds and hundreds of numbers, you know, a listen. Okay, I do want, you know, there's nothing the matter with me increasing the number of people that listen to my show, but I'm not willing to sell my soul to do so. So I'm not going to get on my show and argue back and forth with people and have all kind of drama and talk about people in a bad manner just so that someone can be like, girl, you need to listen to this show. Sometimes she gets off the hook. That's not going to happen. Because in the end, it matters to me. It matters to me about what I talk to you about, and that even if, you know, it only hits one person, that's all that it matters. That's all that matters. This evening's topic, you, is important to me. Because every day I walk out in the street and I see people who have not grasped the importance of their own responsibility in their life. And so they're angry because they think somebody has failed them. They think somebody has not given them something that they deserve, right? They think that somebody owes them something, and they walk around upset because they don't have it. And they have not even thought to look within themselves and take responsibility for their own happiness and what's going on in their life. And so that's kind of like what my message is this evening. You are responsible for your life and your happiness. Does that mean that it is going to be easy? No. Does that mean that things are always going to go your way when you acknowledge your responsibility? No. Does that mean that immediately you're going to gain this overwhelming feeling of self-love? No, it doesn't. But it'll help you start the journey towards it. When you're living a life that's not meant for you and not rooted in you, how can you be happy? How can you feel satisfied? How can you feel motivated to be a better you? You know, I'm just kind of tired of seeing it. I really am. I'm kind of tired of seeing it. And so I want to say those words again. Self-love, you loving yourself. Self-care, you caring for yourself. Self-motivation, you motivating yourself. Self-healing, you healing yourself. Self-acceptance, you accepting yourself. And if you're not able to sit down and figure out why. Sit down and figure out why you're not able to accept yourself. What is it? Honestly, one of the best things I feel that people can do is unplug. Unplug for, I know it's hard. It would be hard for me. I've done it. I have days that I unplug for certain times of the day. So like if I go to the gym, people find it weird, but I tend not to even listen to music. I don't have my cell phone. I just have it there, like, in case my daughter calls. But I try to, like, give my mind a break. Excuse me. So my recommendation to you is in your journey, is what I'm going to call it, is take the time to just be with yourself. Because how are you going to find and understand your relationship with the word you in terms of yourself and your body and your mind? So basically in terms of your physical, mental, spiritual health, if you cannot just be with yourself. So when I talk about you, I encourage you to make the effort to just be with yourself. And some people, they have to do it for a really long time, and some others it's not that long. But just give yourself some time to understand yourself and to understand why you are motivated to do the things that you do. It's almost life or death, because you don't want to live a life where you're not really living your life because you're so busy trying to do things that are not beneficial to you. You know, and I don't want to be the person that says, yes, the reason I'm working out is because I just want everybody looking at me. I want to be the person that says, yes, the reason that I work out or the reason I'm doing this fast is because, you know, it's going to make me feel better mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Stop walking around mad and hateful. Stop raining on other people's parade. And I think that's how I kind of felt when I was in the bar in this way. I understood, because I tend to try to understand where people are coming from. But I thought to myself, where did you find the negative in me working out? And why couldn't it be, that's good, instead of, well, you're just doing this for this? Where did you find the negative in me trying to better myself? And if you find that you're one of those people that do things just for the attention of other people, I want you to sit down. I want you to think about it. I'm going to have to tell you the name of the book the next time I have a show because I didn't bring it, but I'm reading a really great book, Mama Finish, about generational trauma. And it basically is talking about, you know, the baggage that we not only carry ourselves, but that we have inherited from people before us, such as our mothers and our fathers and our grandparents, and even our uncles and aunts and our cousins, and how that affects our walk in our greatness. And it would be a direct effect on how you feel about yourself and how you get motivated about yourself. And until we acknowledge the baggage that we carry and how it affects us and our vision of ourselves, we're not going to be able to really find that organic happiness within ourselves. So there's a lot of work that we have to do within ourselves that I try to do every single day. I'm very thankful, you know, that I'm around people who are on the same journey as me, and we're all in different spaces. We're all doing different things, but we're all encouraging each other to really, really embrace that word you and to become one with it. And that's what I'm telling you. Open up your journals, write the word you, and just start writing, like free writing. What do you think about yourself? Why do you do the things that you do? Be honest with yourself. I always say, especially in your journals, you're going to lie in your journal, you're just lying to yourself. But what do you think of yourself? Why do you do the things that you do? What is your motivation? And why is that? Why is that your motivation? And then, you know, sit down and look at what are your main influencers. Sit down and look at how much TV you watch, how many books you read, what you listen to, you know, the things that draw your attention. All of this is going to open the door to you in order to understand yourself and understand the word you in regard to yourself. And then you can move forward. And I know it sounds crazy, but, I mean, it's just something that I thought about. I wrote down here, how many people do you know who walk through each day motivated by things outside of themselves, looking from the outside and assuming the happiness others feel? So much so that they do things in their life based on becoming what they are coveting instead of improving who they are. I mean, that's really, really deep when you really think about it. Can you imagine living a life trying to be something, not because you feel it's going to make you happy, because you're looking out into somebody else's world and you think they have happiness, and then, you know, there's so many people walking around doing that, and that's what I'm telling you. We're going to have to stop these unhealthy journeys and start walking in our greatness and being more healthy. We're going to have to start feeding our minds and visually stimulating ourselves in a way that makes us motivated from within. Doesn't mean that you don't have mentors that motivate you to do better. It doesn't mean that, you know, you can't look at the fitness people and get ideas on exercise. But what it means is, find the happiness within yourself. Do things because you know they're going to motivate you from within, and they're going to make you a better person from within. I also suggest that you write a list of all these things that's going to help you walk in your greatness. On my Instagram page, Phenomenally You Podcast, I posted my list. And actually, the list that I posted the other day is longer now because I added some to it. But what's your list? Write a list about what motivates you. Be honest, and then sit down and see how many of those things that motivate you are outside of yourself and what they are, what they're rooted in. That'll give you an answer. What is your relationship with yourself? What is your happiness rooted in? Remember that the happier we are within is the happier we are without, outside of ourselves. and the happy we are, period, that's the energy that we're going to put out into the world. And again, negative in, negative out. Positive in, positive out. I know you guys have seen it, I'm sure. So that's just what I'm asking of you this evening. Just consider your relationship with the word you. Consider how you feel about yourself and why you do the things that you do. And if you feel that it's rooted in anything outside of yourself, identify it and ask yourself why. And start on the journey in order to build what? A circle of motivation that's rooted within yourself, to build a tribe that motivates you to do just that, be inspired from within. Think about the words self-love, self-care, self-motivation, self-healing, self-acceptance, and how you feel about them and what your relationship is without them. And never forget that you are responsible. You and only you are responsible for the happiness in your life. And it's not rooted in your job, and it's not rooted in the car that you drive, and it's not rooted in the clothes or the shoes. And you guys know I love a good pair of shoes, and I say they make me smile. But that's not where my happiness is rooted. It's not rooted in your house. It has to be rooted within. And you need to understand why you do the things you do and why you want to do them. You need to love yourself. You need to care for yourself. You need to motivate yourself. You need to heal yourself. You need to accept yourself. So make the steps that you need to make in order to do that. It's really crazy. I just have a few minutes left, but I got a call from a client the other day, and a potential client, and she asked me, she was upset because I couldn't bring her into the shelter. And she was like, well, do you really feel like what you're doing even matters? And I said, yeah, it matters, even if it only helps 5 people. Yeah, it matters. Because even if it only helps 1 person, it matters. But I'm thankful because I've learned where my happiness comes from. And because I've learned where my happiness comes from, I want other people to understand where their happiness comes from. And because I have gained that knowledge, it enables me to work at the shelter and not feel hopeless and to continue to try to do the best thing that I can do. And that is try to help other people build their life. So if you do nothing else this evening, make sure you remember that your happiness is rooted in you. Thank you very much for listening to me this evening. And if you heard it from nowhere else, you hear it from me every time I have a show. You are wonderful. You are great. You are phenomenal. You are perfect just the way you are. Just remember to work on that relationship with yourself and to understand where your happiness is rooted. Have a wonderful night. Be safe, and God bless.